how much space does energy take? This is an interesting concept. Our cells of our body are constantly fluffing off their external aspects. They don't fluff off the life force within them, the energy within them. They don't fluff off the reality that they are. They just fluff off that temporary exterior that they took on to express themselves as energy, as a body. Now, where is the body? What is it? It's a concept, of course. And this concept, what does it do? This concept, it is a living concept, a dynamic concept, an immortal concept. This is why we can say we are immortal, because we live in a body that knows only continuity. It knows only continuing from the allness to the allness. Now, the wonderful thing that we do is we give importance to the fluffed off dust, if you might say, that is underneath our bed of those dead cells, the cells that are no longer useful. But that's not true. Those are not the cells. Those are merely the external coating of the cells. The cell, the divine self, the ideal self, is immortal. It lives eternally. It puts on a new cloak continuously. It puts on new form continuously. That's why we can look in the mirror and say, I am beautiful. I'm dynamic. I am God. And as we look in the mirror and say these things, then we begin to experience them. For whatever we call forth out of the dynamic energy essence that we are, that's what we experience. And when we call forth something not desirable, we say, my goodness, why did that happen to me? Well, it happened because we called it forth. What is it that we want to do? I mean, we're human beings. We have the possibility of being our divine beings. We have the possibility of expressing immortality, certainly not in the form that we have here. This form is a useful form here on Earth. What form would we use in some other dimension? What form would we use on some other plane of reference? And at the moment we tell ourselves we don't know, yet we do know that the form is unimportant. It's the energy in the form. It's the energy which puts around itself a form. That is the only thing that's important. That's the only thing that has any meaning, any significance for us. What is the energy? If we could begin to study, if study is the right word here, if we could begin to give all of our attention on the energy within us, and let that energy within us be all that it is able to be, all that it is, and we train ourselves to be aware of it, to be able to see it, to be able to live in it and enjoy it, oh, what wonders we will experience, what wonders we will have. Yes, we say the brain is a most amazing thing. Well, the brain is an amazing thing, it's true. But everything about us is amazing. Every little aspect that we have gathered around our energy core, which is our reality, which is our immortality, every little aspect is amazing. The ability of the body to digest, the ability of the body to procreate, the ability of the body to have a brain, and have that brain cut off the eternal allness, the universal mind. And we allow our brain to filter that out and say to ourselves, it's not true. And how silly that is. We have the ability to say, we are the allness. We do know. We are the isness. Because we are pure energy. And we are pure energy, expressing as a brain, expressing as procreation, expressing as all the wonderful things that our body can do. And what our body can do, what our mind, our, not our mind, but our brain, what our brain and what our world can be for us is but an infinitesimal part of the allness that we are. And as we begin to direct our attention to the allness that we are, we begin to realize we have only begun to open the doorway to infinite allness and infinite reality. Kind of fun. Kind of wonderful. And the simple word that covers it all is energy. Do we know how electricity works? We think we do. Do we look at the Apple creations that they're coming out with? They're having little tiny things that you hold in your hand, and inside of that thing is 180 gigabytes of information, or 6 billion, or rather, yeah, 600 million songs. 600 million songs, or whatever other pieces of information you want. Now, if that can be in a man-made object, what can be in a thought object? Something that transcends all the physical aspects. And we look at this little tiny thing, and we say, gee, can they make it any smaller? And the answer is yes. And they're doing it, and they have done it. They have made it so small on just a flash, on just a flash memory. And it's just as permanent as anything that would be on a a drive within the little iPod that they're showing us these days. Amazing? Yes. But rather than be amazed at what man can do, be amazed and delighted at what man is. We are whatever our thoughts are able to bring forth. But we are whatever our thoughts are able to bring forth before our thoughts even bring them forth. Because we are the infinite cosmic mind. We are the infinite awareness of all. We are the allness. And as we turn our attention to that allness, as our primary source of information and our primary source of delight, because our energy uses it all, then we experience something pretty phenomenal, pretty outstanding, pretty exciting. So we have not yet begun to utilize who and what we are, and we are energy. And we are the allness. And we are all of that right now. So join me if you wish and claim it and experience it and feel just absolutely wonderful. I love you. I love you. I love you.